This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Well, yes, indeed it is. Let me see how loud this thing is. Chicka, chicka. Sibilance, sibilance. All right, we are on the air. We're not redlining yet, but that's to come later on. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Night Danger Radio. It's episode 298. This is our sixth fun drive, I think it is. And we're not doing too bad, folks. We're going to talk about some technical difficulties we had on Sunday. But all things said, I mean, right now we are sitting at $13,209. We are looking for $60,000 by next Friday, the Friday after that. At 5 o'clock on the 21st is when Fund Drive will officially close up for the year. And I'll tell you what, we could really, really use your help. I was just looking at the old pledge computer. We are at 169 donors right now. I want someone to give us a call right now and be that 170th donor, which is a pretty huge landmark for us here at CKW. So if you want to call in, it's 204-774-6877. The Night Danger Radio Show has put a goal of $2,000 on ourselves this year. Last year, we were a little short. Last year, we came up with, I think it was 1,800 and something. So we were only like 200 bucks short. So if you can help us out this year towards getting to 2,000, and more importantly, help CKW get towards $60,000, your pledge will go a long way for sure as well, because 20% of our operating budget comes from you, our listeners, our loyal listeners. And like I said, we would definitely appreciate all the help you can give us. Basically, the pledging will start at $35. That'll get you, if you're into the swag thing, that gets you a $35 friend card. And you know what? That's a steal of a deal. Did you know, I'll get into this a little bit more later, but if you get the Friends card for $35, there's a deal on the Friends card for Cinematheque for all you filmies. Is that a thing? Do people say filmies? I don't know if anyone's... I'm going to say filmies. If you're into film, you get member pricing at Cinematheque, which is like $6. And so let's face it, if you went to, say, six films, and that's all you did on the Friends card, there's other stuff on the Friends card besides Cinematheque, you'd almost basically be breaking even right there. So even the lowest pledge amount is a good deal. The next pledge amount up, though, is awesome. $75, you get the Friends card and the Wicked CKW t-shirt. If you're not into the swag thing, if you're not into the whole t-shirt thing, or you're not into saving money, because I know most people aren't into saving money, that's dumb. I mean, everyone wants to pay as much as they can. Like when I see a sale going on, I'm like, forget it, man. I want to pay full price. But anyways, if you're not into that and you're kind of into sticking it to the man a little bit, tax receipts are available. So you could take that $75 pledge and put it toward your taxes and kind of stick it to the man there for sure. So there you go. There's payment plans available too. And I can proudly say that I've gone on the payment plan. I think it's been the last 3 years in a row. It was easy. You can do the payment plan on your credit card. You can do the payment plan on your bank account. If you do the bank account, though, you have to phone us. You must phone us. We have to arrange for us to send a form out for you, and you got to fill in your... what are those things? There's the bank account, there's the transit number, and then there's the... Oh, the institution number. That's right. So we need all that info from you to do that. So give us a call, 204-774-6877. By the way, if you're shy and you don't want to talk to one of our, we got three operators right now in the station, and they're on their phones like teenagers. It's like high school back there. You know, everyone's playing Tetris and Pac-Man and stuff like that. So we should make these people work, you know, for a living. But, you know, if you don't want to talk to anybody, you know, you can also go online and kind of do it covertly if you like. And www.ckuw.ca/donate. And that's a cool way of doing it. We also got e-transfer and PayPal, which is fundrive.ckuw.ca. Visit ckuw.ca, by the way, for all the swag as well. You can check it out. There's pictures of the swag, and there's and incentive levels and stuff. I'll go through all the payment plan pricing for you. Like I said, I don't know why. It's not really a pledge level. I donate $160, and I donate it to my own show because I'm greedy is really what it is. But I can tell you that that comes to $13.33 every month. And personally, I don't miss it from my bank account. And believe you me, folks, I'm not the most rich person on planet Earth. That is for sure. So, but I could still withstand $13.33. So just think about that. $75 over a 12-month period is $6.25 per month. That's not too much. And you get a cool shirt and you get the Friends card. So you're laughing. So yeah. So if you're podcasting this as well, which I know a lot of my, what should I call them? Pledgers? No, my friends of CKW or pledgers. I know a lot of you are podcasting this right now, and you're probably going to head on to the old interwebs. Yeah, give us a pledge, and make sure you tell your friends too, and your family, and your pets, and everybody. I want you to go on the internet and write a personal appeal to all the people on your Instagram or your Facebook or your TikTok or your Twitter or your, what are the other ones? Snapchat. I want you to go on there, all of them, and I want you to write a personal appeal that says CKW could really use your help. Have I been talking for 12 minutes already? I'll tell you what, there's a sign up in the studio, folks, that says 3 minutes, keep it up. 5 minutes, wrap it up. 7 minutes, shut the beep up. And I've been going for 12 minutes. So, yeah, but give us a call, 204-774-6877, www.ckuw.ca/donate. And yeah, we would love to have your pledge for sure. Listen, I'm going to start off with a song that I love and a band that I love. They're called Devo. You might have heard of them. They're still around. Believe it or not, they're still playing shows, for Pete's sake, and festivals. And it's still one of my dreams that Devo would come to Winnipeg and grace the stage with their presence. I don't think they've ever come to Winnipeg either. I'm pretty sure they haven't. But if they have, give us a call now and let me know when it was. But one of the reasons why you should pledge CKW is we offer choice in Winnipeg. So you're not just stuck with commercial radio. You have community radio. There's actually two stations for community radio or campus radio, and we're one of them. And I think it's important that we have choice. So I'm going to play Freedom of Choice by Devo. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is late night radio coming at you live from downtown Winnipeg, where it's like minus, I don't know, 40? No, maybe not, but still. It's a good night to stay in and listen to the radio, that's for sure. So, yeah. We'll be right back.
the city, breaking an egg. Everybody shaking and staying alive, staying alive.
Back, we're back. CKW 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio is the show, and late night radio is the game. Yeah, and I just want to say real quick that you know, in commercial radio, late night radio doesn't exist anymore. Did you know that? Like, if you listen to some of the some of my favorite commercial stations, which is like 92 and Bob FM and Power 97. Oh,
there's the Bob FM.
Oh, do they change their name? Ah, they always change their name, man. It'll always be Bob FM to me, man. But you know what? Those guys go to satellite at I don't know, like what, 10, 11 maybe at night, and then they go from like Toronto or something like that. And yeah, I used to work in commercial radio way back in the day. I was on air at KX96 in Brandon. And one of the reasons why I got out of there was they cut my hours, which was crazy because I only had, I had three nighttime shifts, which lasted from 6 to midnight. And then they said, well, listen, we're going to go to Allen Cross out of Toronto starting at 10 p.m. So I lost 6 hours right there. I'm like, damn, it's going to be hard to, you know, pay the rent. And that's when rent was actually reasonable. And yeah, I should have stuck around though. I should have stuck around and you know, and just got like a day job, like I don't know, flipping pizzas or something like that. But I was all gung ho with the old commercial radio, so I got out of there. But yeah, and then the only people that are doing late night radio live is this station you're listening to, and our buddies over at UMFM. And I'm not even sure how many of them are doing the late night thing, but I know there's a guy sitting across from me right now who does a late night show, and his name is Mr. Mumbles. That's his real name, by the way. And yeah, he does Friday nights, but he does midnight to six, which is freaking incredible in my opinion. Like, I do midnight to three, and I feel like I'm gonna, you know, at 3 o'clock I feel like I'm gonna fall over, and sometimes I do. So, but yeah, so if you're wondering what's going on, it's Fun Drive 2025, and we're stuck at $13,209, and we're looking for $60,000 by Friday, February the 21st, and that's about 5 p.m. is when things close. But we just looked at an email, and I won't give out anyone's name or anything, but the email was really cool. The person emailed us and said, "Hey man, I'm in Mexico, but I'm going to pledge. I'm going to phone." For a couple of his favorite shows, which reminds me, you can phone right now and you don't have to pledge Night Danger. You could pledge anyone you want. And if you feel like you need some help over the phone, like entering your pledge, and it's 204-774-6877. If you appreciate the old late night radio, the live late night radio, you know, without barely a net, because to be honest with you, I kind of do almost whatever I want here. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Sorry, you guys. Let's see if this works. Oh, it is working. Will wonders never cease? Okay, so this week I was kind of sitting around feeling sorry for myself, but I was trying to get myself some cool background music. So I really dug into the genre called library music, and there you go. Here we go. Testing. All right. So anyways, so I got my my background music going. You can move that thing if you want. Here, I'll move it. That was pretty loud. There we go. But okay, Mr. Mumbles is on the air with us. But anyways, before we get into that, so I kind of went digging around. It was very, very fun. Library music's pretty cool. It's all instrumental, like you're hearing in the background here, and it's just fun. It's relaxing. You know, I might actually just abandon my my regular scheduled playlist and just play you guys some of this library music. Here, I'm going to turn this up for a second. Let's see what's coming up. Track two. This sounds weird.
What era is this?
I don't know. I don't know which one this is. Creepy.
If it's old stuff, it's pretty progressive for.
Yeah, I think some's new. Some's. I actually have the. You're probably going to hear in the background some Price is Right. I listened to the Price is Right soundtrack and it was spectacular. Like all the songs they play, you know, for the Showcase Showdown and Plinko and all that stuff. It was freaking awesome. So, yeah. So we're going to play like a lot of that in the background tonight. And yeah, this is creepy though. This is kind of like if you don't pledge now, bad luck will be bestowed upon you for the rest of the year or something, you know?
Yeah, like being poor.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah, like me. It's a bad time to be poor. Remember, though, if you're poor, payment plans, man, that's my solution.
Yeah, there's always a way.
There's always a way you can do it. If you really want to do it, you can do it, I think, for sure. And remember, $35, I mean, if you just want to start, you know, kind of small, I mean, that works for us, too. I mean, 204-774-6877. And on the old interwebs, it's www.ckuw.ca. And then is that a forward slash? Forward slash donate? I think it's forward slash.
Yeah. Although I find the direct one is fundrive.ckuw.ca.
That's right.
That's the quickest way.
What is it? Fundrive. Oh, yeah. 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 What is it? Oh, same with the 204-774-6877. It's spin-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another fun story about FunDrive, because for me, FunDrive is actually fun. I know some of the hosts on shows that get all nervous, right? Because it's like they're probably their first FunDrive. I know I was freaking nervous my first one. I was like, what the hell's going to happen here? But I have fun at FunDrive. It's pretty neat. So I went around and I dropped off posters last week to a bunch of places, and it was super fulfilling. I didn't, you know, realize before I started pitching in kind of behind the scenes with, like, you know, postering and all that fun stuff, I didn't realize how many allies we have out there. It's crazy. I went to visit the Handsome Daughter. They were basically like almost hugging me when I dropped off posters. They were like, dude, it's great to see you. I'm like, wow. No kidding. So it's just great. Same with the Yellow Dog, which is on the Friends of CKW card. They were super happy to see me. They were like, hey, what's up? You know,
we're all part of the Marvel Universe, all superheroes in the local scene.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're pretty dang good at supporting the local scene, which is another reason why you should support the radio station. We don't just do the music either. We do the Friends of CKW card pretty much says it all. We support the cool smaller businesses, no corporations and stuff. They don't need our help anyways. But
they're the evil. They're like,
yeah, they're
they're sort of like what like you sticking with comic books. They'd be like the well, an evil billionaire. I mean, they're all that's basically what it is.
I agree.
versus the little millionaire who does good.
I agree. You know, at Christmas time, I did really, really well. I didn't go to Walmart this year. Hell yeah. And, you know, I spent quite a bit of money at Pollock's Hardware on Main Street, which is on our friend's card. I got 10% off, which helped, you know, all my... because I think I ended up spending like $200-some there. They have really good Christmas presents, by the way. Well. Like original stuff, you know, that I couldn't find anywhere else and stuff. Maybe online I could have. But, man, they had cool stuff.
But the little hardware stores are always have the weird little gadgets from, like, some little tin shop somewhere makes, some, like, you know. And it reminds me of, like, the Bee Gees you just played there. I mean, was that that movie, the guy was working, like, what's his face? Travolta working in a paint shop or hardware shop.
Oh, right.
And he buys a double pizza.
Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Pollock's Hardware is like right out of the Bee Gees. What's it called? The Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. That movie.
No, for sure. And also, as a side note, when you go into like a big, you know, department store and stuff, you don't get to pet like a cat. And Ratchet came out of Pollock's, and I was like, oh my God, Ratchet. Ratchet has diabetes. So by the way, if you go to Pollock's, make sure you pay cash and take all your spare change and put it in the jar by the register, because that all goes towards getting Ratchet his her insulin, I should say, and that's super important. They also have T-shirts with Ratchet on them, and all proceeds go to
Ratchet.
Go to
sounded came across as a little bit, the T-shirts had Ratchet over it. Like,
well, some people when I say, hey, have you gone to support Ratchet? They're like, what the heck are you talking about? But yeah, and then other people know exactly what I'm talking about. They're like, I know who Ratchet is, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, that was what was wonderful, like supporting small businesses, kind of like us. I think we're the smallest, probably poorest radio station, you know, on FM, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I guess you can wear that with the badge of honor, I suppose. You're like, for the underdog, I guess.
Well, I would say we're the underdog.
Very
I know.
Scratch.
I,
you always punch above our weight, too, so.
Yeah. Patrick Michaelishan from the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan, which is on Thursday night from midnight till 6, he calls us the little radio station that could. And he's one of the reasons why I got a show on here. So, I know what he's talking about, man. It's not too fancy in here. Like if you listeners could see this place, to me it's heaven, because it's like 3,000-4,000 CDs and tons of vinyl and all these awesome like old rock posters all over the walls. Like it's like a museum in here or something. But there certainly isn't anything fancy about this joint. I'm
always discovering things here, even on the walls. Like walk into, like it's like an art. It is an art piece. Let's put it that way.
It totally is
sonically and visually. If you ever been up here, so
for sure. Yeah, Tannis is bored. By the way, 204-774-6877.
You know what? We mentioned a friend's card. You mentioned
a little bit.
Yeah, so you get a. What do you call these things? Thank you gifts?
Yeah. Incentives, I guess.
Yeah, it's $35 you get the discount card, which we mentioned. Pollock's Hardware is just one of the items there. On a different level, let's say you can get, $125, you can get a thank you gift, a T-shirt and a toque, the CKW toque, which I've used awful lot this year.
Yeah.
It's so practical.
Every year, yeah. I should mention, like, along with the toque, I'm wearing the hoodie. The hoodie is freaking incredible. It's the I wear it everywhere. By the way, folks, we're having two shows. We already had one. We had our kickoff show, which was at Into the Music, and we got one coming up on the 15th at Public Domain, which I actually have not seen a show at Public Domain yet, so I'm stoked. But it's
neither have I.
Yeah, it's a punk rock show. I'm gonna be there. We're gonna you know, we're going to be there tabling as well. So we're going to, if you have questions about pledging and stuff and you're going to that show, it's like $10 to get in. That's it, for crying out loud. So come on down to Public Domain on February 15th. That's this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the show starts at 9:30. And there's what? There's three bands, and also the Circle One DJs are going for it. So, and we're also going to be doing our end of the Fun Drive show the 21st at the West End Cultural Center. That's with Death Cassette and Jug and a bunch of bands, and we'll be tabling that one as well. But we're a big part of the community, you know, big time.
It says on the bottom post, "See you in the pit." And yeah. I'm wondering, well, we're all going to be wearing parkas. It'll be like bouncing like bumper cars.
Yeah.
All the motherboard padded to the hilt. Yeah.
I'll be at the back hiding if you need me. You know, being in the pit with broken ribs doesn't appeal to me.
But you have like so much padding.
Yeah. I should wear like two huge pillows under my seat.
But I'm of the age. Like, yeah, you guys have just watch you guys and have the beer.
That's right.
Have the beer in the corner.
Once you turn 50, the pit just doesn't seem like a great idea anymore. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, broken ribs or not, it doesn't seem like a good option. But I was going to say, the whole point of that was I'll unquestionably be wearing my CKW hoodie. And so you can actually see it, like how high quality it is. It's made in Canada too, by the way, which is hell yeah, because we all know what everyone's got to do now, right? We got to buy Canadian, we got to buy local, and you got to support local too, which is us, CKW. So if you're in on that whole movement, which I am, I mean, when I go to the grocery store now, I'm checking for that made in Canada, you know, label on my soup and stuff. Unquestionably, like, I used to like Campbell's soup, and now I realize that they're American. They're Campbell's soup's made in America. Well, I'm out. I'm switching soup brands. Forget it.
I know tomato can I had last night because I'm saving for ZKW Fun Drive. Had a can of tomato. It said prepared in Canada. It did. At least that can I had.
Okay. So, okay.
But I'm not sure about the other recipes. But
yeah, I'm not.
We're
sure.
Talking about soup for some reason. King Kong. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, my whole point was I'll be wearing my hoodie at those two events, the 15th and the 21st. So if you don't believe us, come and check it out. I'll let you tug on it. I'll let you even like stroke it, you know, like pet it like you would Ratchet from Pollock's Furniture, and that way you'll know the truth. What is the hoodie level again? I can't remember.
$170.
$170. Yeah. I'm telling you, the hoodie's worth it right there, and you get the friends card with it as well. So come on. You know, so
every little bit helps us stay going because we don't have paid advertising really here.
That's right,
not much at all.
And, that's why we're able to just keep on talking here because we don't have any commercial breaks coming up, so we don't have to we don't have to pander to I don't know, like
and you can play background music and just gonzo shows. You know, I mean, you never know what you're gonna hear. And that's what I like about it. It's so it's predictably unpredictable.
For
sometimes
real.
It sounds like commercial radio once in a while, and then it doesn't. It just does not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll play some hits every once in a while. I mean, I just played the Bee Gees. That was a massive hit, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That was humongous from back in the day. So there you go. Hey, you know, before we go to another tune, I want you to talk about Manitoba Moon, because your show, Manitoba Moon, is one of my favorites on the dang radio. So
it's something else. I can't even. I'm the guy that does it. So it's like, well, it's some days I'll put it. It'll be more put together, and I'll have it. Try to make it more, go. The other days I'm like, and I would just have the energy of a late night DJ. Like you hear this guy's a late night DJ because he sure sounds like he's about to fall over, and I'll just be more paced and some will fall asleep to the show versus not. So it depends. Sometimes you want to stay up and you're doing the graveyard shift somewhere and you're gonna want to stay up with the show. Some days I'm like, I'm just gonna play totally different genre of music entirely, and I can done enough punk rock for a while, or you know, or maybe today I'm gonna just do discography of some band, you know.
Yeah, so album. Seven,
yeah, whole album.
Album sides, yeah.
Album sides. Which is the way it was in the 70s, like the the non-commercial radios. They were sort of like almost like a filler. You just says, I just play album sides, nobody's listening type of thing. And then all of a sudden it became a big thing, and then FM just blew up, and then it became like AM. It's sort of commercial and very polished.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the fact that that CKW gives people choice, right? So if you want to hear the polished radio, we got it in Winnipeg. It's great, you know? We got, like, the, you know, all those stations we mentioned. Plus, we got, like, the CBC and stuff, you know? So we got...
Which is pre-recorded to the up to the utmost.
Yeah.
Like, when they try to do live, Toronto cuts them off before they finish news. And then it's like, boom, and then there's a bumper, and then it's like...
Yeah.
The network kicks in again.
Yeah.
So you can tell when it's live.
No, for sure. I think the CBC did a lot of cost cutting and stuff like that. But
they're only live during morning and afternoon rush hours, and then it's network stuff.
Yeah.
And then overnights is all repeats.
That's right.
And a couple air, you know, so.
That's right. So, yeah, and this is definitely not a repeat. This is live radio right here, CKW. We're in the 4.5 floor of a Centennial Hall at the University of Winnipeg. We're warm. I got my CKW hoodie on, so we're laughing, and but we're looking for our 170th caller or emailer or online person.
You could be 170th donor and donate $170 for a hoodie.
That's right.
At that level, and there you go. And you can support Campus Community Radio, where a volunteer can just show up and do a radio show.
Yeah, even on a Wednesday morning / Tuesday night, in the middle of the night, we're here, doing it.
It's an accessible radio station, and it's definitely a great option on the dial. So,
for sure. And you know, like Mr. Mumble said, you never know what you're going to hear on this station. It's crazy.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know on my own show what I'm going to do. What am I going to do in 5 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah. Seriously. It's
dead air?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's super interesting, that's for sure. So hopefully we can keep you entertained and keep you up if you're insomniac, or maybe you're out on the road. Maybe you're driving tonight and listening to it on the old car stereo. If you're going to call, though, or get on your phone and do the do the online donation, make sure you pull over, because it's slippery out there, man, and we don't want you crashing through some building or something like that. But 204-774-6877 if you want to call. Technically we have three people waiting for your call right now. And they'll probably stick around till about 1. We only got about, 20 minutes left till 1. So, man, the time's flying here. But, yeah, if you're shy or if you're just a wicked computer person, you're a computer guru, we can go www.ckuw and then / donate. Or just go ckuw.ca and click on that donate button. And, you can...
I'm just grooving to the background music. Listen to that. So
yeah.
Stereotypical.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like the drums. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's definitely 70s. That's got to be. Yeah. That's got that weird.
Yeah.
That was a big thing back then. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the laser blasts. I when I hear a song with a laser blast in it, it already gets better for me. Hey, you know, it's awesome. But all right, so we're not getting any calls. I could see the our phone people are yawning and falling asleep. So I'm gonna play some tracks here to try and entice you all to give us a call at 204-774-6877.
Yeah, this is the farthest away from the Ramones, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But let's do some. To do some phone songs, and we'll come back and we'll give you some more reasons why Campus Community Radio CKW is important and is worthy of your hard-earned money. So we hope you call 204-774-6877 or www.ckuw.ca/donate. And by the way, we also do e-transfer and PayPal if you're interested. And that is fundrive.ckuw.ca. Thanks for listening, everybody. And call now. Pledge.
beep.
Not Mars.
Nope.
Earth.
Yep.
Huh? Look. Hello.
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello. Hi there.
Nope.
Book.
Earth book.
Earth book.
Yep.
Cow.
Huh?
Cow. Yep. Yep. Cow.
Yep. Cow.
Cat.
Meow. Nope.
Book. Got book. Chicken. Yep.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Spindle. How's algebra class going?
What?
You're in for a big surprise tomorrow during fifth period.
Hey! Who is this? Hello? Who is this? Hello? Answer me! Who is this? Hello? For God's sake, who are you? Hello?
If you'd like to make a call,
who is that?
Try again.
Hello?
If you need help, hang up.
Who are you? Please answer me! Oh God, who is this? Please stop it! Why are you doing this? Why? Just tell me your name, please. I'm gonna hang up! I'm warning you! Hello! Whoever this is, I'm gonna hang up! That's it! Damn you, kids! Damn you! Hello?
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, Ted!
I've been trying to get through to you forever. Who have you been talking to?
I don't know! So help me, God! I don't know!
Ring, banana phone. Ring, banana phone. got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony. My cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat, I'll place a call around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Sister and a dog a phone, a grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular bananular phone. Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
This song drives me bananas.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring. Boop-a-doop-a-doop, doop-doop.
has been disconnected.
Correspond pas à une relation exploitée en automatique. Please check the number and dial again.